Mazel tov to each of you. Today we complete the mitzvah saseh in the Sefer HaMitzvah Sakatzer of the Chafetz Chaim. We have been learning the last number of months daily. Each of the mitzvah saseh that the Chafetz Chaim codifies that are practical, contemporary mitzvahs that we are privileged to fulfill. It has been a wonderful opportunity, a journey together to learn, to connect, and to be able to be mechazik in these mitzvah saseh. Bezos Hashem, the podcast will continue, and leading up to Purim, Emir Hashem, beginning next week, we will begin to learn the halachas of Purim. Following Purim, leading up to Pesach, we will learn Hilchos Pesach and the mitzvos of Leil HaSeder. And following Pesach, Emir Hashem, we will begin a new limud. But today, the 77th mitzvah, mitzvos asei ayin zayin, mitzvos asei lahachris zaro shalamalek, it is a positive commandment to decimate, to destroy, to obliterate, to annihilate the descendants of Amalek. And of course, this is a very timely, contemporary, practical mitzvah leading up to Purim, Parsha Zachor, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, which we learned yesterday, the theme. And one of the great themes of Purim is certainly Amalek. And it's important and incumbent upon us to understand this last mitzvah codified by the Chafetz Chaim as we approach Parsha Zachor and Purim Haba Aleinu Latova. Anytime we discuss the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, which is sourced in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, Dvarim Perek Chafei, Pasuk Yutes, Timche es Zeich Amalek, we are required to blot out the remembrance of Amalek. There are three fundamental questions that need to be answered. Number one, at first blush, the commandment to destroy, to annihilate, to obliterate, to blot out Amalek does not seem to jive with who we are as Klal Yisrael. We are Baishanim, Rachmanim, Gomlei Chasadim, we are compassionate, caring people. Torah is a Torah of Chesed. We care about others. We look out for others, Jew and non-Jew alike. But a mitzvah to destroy, to murder, to kill men, women, children, behema, animals of Amalek, how does that fit in and how do we understand, how do we explain this mitzvah saseh, this commandment of Mechias Amalek? Number two, does Amalek still exist today? Is there such a thing? Are there a people of Amalek? Are there descendants of Amalek? And if the answer to that question is yes, then question number three, is this mitzvah still halacha l'maisa today? Is it practical that it's our obligation, our requirement, still today, arayom hazeh l'maisa, to destroy and to annihilate the descendants of Amalek? The answer to these questions can be found in some of the classic meforshim in the end of Parshas Kiseitze, Parshas Zachor, the Sforno in the Rishonim, the Malbim in the later Achronim, and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha Shem Yikum Damo, in his Sefer Kobetz Ma'amarim, in a piece called Omer Ani Ma'asai Lamelech, in the section of Ikvas of the Mashiach, all touch upon these three foundation and fundamental questions regarding Mechias Amalek. However, I would like to turn your attention to a book called Logic of the Mind and Logic of the Heart, published by Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, who also, at the end of his book, in a chapter called Purim Destroying Amalek, addresses each of these questions as well. And like the Sforno, like the Malbim, like Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichrono Livracha, explains similarly. Allow me to read the words of Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik. He writes that men wage wars for many motives. No motive for war except self-defense is justifiable. But many motives for war are understandable. The Torah, however, is careful to rule out every natural motive for the attack on the Jewish people by Amalek. Some nations, he writes, wage war because they feel their territory threatened. Therefore, the Torah tells at the end of Parshas Kiseitze that Amalek came from afar to attack. Clearly, they didn't feel that their territory was being threatened. Some nations wage war out of greed to conquer additional land. Therefore, the Torah tells us that Amalek attacked the people wandering in the wilderness, not in possession of any land. Therefore, it can't be that Amalek was greedy to conquer additional land. Some nations wage war out of lust for adventure to prove their military prowess. Therefore, the Torah tells us that Amalek attacked the weak, stragglers amongst the Jewish people. Therefore, certainly Amalek wasn't trying to prove their military prowess. Some nations wage war because of an ideological conflict. Therefore, the Torah tells us that Amalek attacked not the spiritual leaders of the Jewish people, but those who are not God-fearing. Thus, it can't be that Malek was looking for battle ideologically against Klal Yisrael and the Jewish people because their attack was on those who were not God-fearing. Thus explains Rabbanan Soloveitchik, and you'll take a look at Rabbi Chanan Wasserman in his piece in a moment, as well as the Sforno and the Malbim. Each of them explain that Amalek didn't have any logical reason to fight Klal Yisrael. But rather, Amalek represents not cruelty based upon the animal instincts in man, but rather cruelty for its own sake. Amalek was fighting God. They were fighting Bnei Yisrael. When you fight Bnei Yisrael, you're fighting a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They had no interest in military prowess. They had no interest in territorial gains. They had no interest in protecting their territory. They had no interest in an ideological battle and warfare with Bnei Yisrael. But they were picking a fight with Bnei Yisrael and picking a fight with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, it's our obligation. It's a mitzvah, saseh, to defend ourselves and to be nokem nikmas Hashem, to avenge the blood of God and of Klal Yisrael, because a nation that tries to attack HaKadosh Baruch Hu is attacking monotheism and is attacking the essence of what we stand for. And therefore, as a result, it is our commandment, our mitzvah, to annihilate, to obliterate, and to completely decimate the descendants of Amalek, because they're fundamentally and categorically different than any other nation that attacked us. Not like the Shiva Amimim, and no different, and very different than any other nation. And for this reason, it's our obligation and commandment, the mitzvah saseh, lahachris zaro shel Amalek. Thus, we've answered the question as to why there is a mitzvah of mechias Amalek. But does Amalek still exist? Is there still a mitzvah saseh? And regarding that, says Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, that the struggle against Amalek is composed of two parts. And he writes, firstly, there is the struggle against the historical nation of Amalek. And additionally, there is the struggle against the principle of Amalekus. The first struggle is read in Parsha Zachor, and that's the commandment to eradicate the memory of Amalek, the nation of Amalek. But then there's a second commandment, and that is the commandment to continue battling Amalek forever. The first struggle, writes Rabbi Aaron, ended with the intermingling of people during the time of Sancheirev and the conquest absorption of the historical Amalek. However, even after Amalek as a nation ceased to exist, the struggle against the purposeless cruelty practiced by Amalek continues. It is against this abstract of Amalek that God has sworn war in every generation. Thus, what emerges that our tafkid still continues today. Any nation that fights HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any nation that has stam sinner for us, is considered to be Amalek. And therefore, says Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, that mitzvah continues out of Yom HaZeh. And Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik's brother, the late Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, in his Sefer called Odi Dofik, page 101, footnote 23, and this is also the position of the late Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Zichron Levracha, both felt that Nazi Germany was like Amalek, because their goal was simply to annihilate, to destroy Klal Yisrael, because they were picking a fight with us. They were against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And thus they had the same din of Amalek, so said Rav Soloveitchik, and so said Rav Yaakov Emden. And thus we see in the Sefer Kobetz Ma'amarim of the late Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damo, who said something very similar. And he quotes, Shamati mi'akadosh bala Chafetz Chaim, I heard from the saintly Chafetz Chaim, Odos ha'yevaksim. The Yevaksim were a group of Jewish traitors who were antagonistic internally against Klal Yisrael, self-hating Jews. Baruli, says the Chafetz Chaim, quoted, Shehem mizera Amalek. He was certain, Rabbi Chanan said, the Chafetz Chaim, that the Yevaksim were Mizera Amalek, and in the Yiddish he wrote, Bir Mizezim Borer Zayn, Zunun Funz Amalek. I'm certain, they're absolutely positive that they are from Amalek. Thus, Rabbi Aaron Soloveitchik, Rabbi Yosef Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, and Hashem Yikom Damo, all understood that Amalek still exists. People who are antagonistic of Klal Yisrael, of Eretz Yisrael, of Bnei Yisrael, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those individuals are Soneh Hashem, and thus the mitzvah of Limcho Zaro Shel Amalek still exists today. But what do we do with this, and where do we go from here? Rabbi Chanan in that piece, Kobetz Ma'amarim, Golos V'Geula, Ikvas of the Mashiach, Omer Ani Ma'is El HaMelech, explained that we must look to the Yomim Tovim, the Rabbanon of Purim and Chanukah, and take a lesson from there. Both of the enemies in Chanukah and Purim had different approaches to attacking and annihilating Klal Yisrael. Chanukah, the Yevonim and the Greeks tried to spiritually annihilate us. Kisvu lechem al keren shorein lechem chelek v'elekei Yisrael. The Yevonim, the Misyavnim wanted to abolish Mila, Shabbos, and Rosh Chodesh. Purim, on the other hand, Haman Uvanov and the Persians, Bikesh lahashmidu laharugu la'abiras kol ayhudim minar v'adzakin tafish nashem, ushlolam lamvuz, as we'll read in the Megillah in just a few weeks, physical annihilation, complete destruction of the guf, of the body of the Jew. But take a look, Rabbi Chanan, as to the reaction in each of these time periods in Jewish history. During the Chanukah years, when the Yevonim attacked us spiritually, our response was physical battle. We went to war, Rabbim be'ad ma'atim, we were willing to fight. As opposed to Purim, when the Persians, Haman and Banav, tried to physically annihilate us, our response was a spiritual attack. Tzomu lai shloshes yamim, says Esther. We davened, we fasted, we cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We responded spiritually. Asked Rabbi Chanan, why is it that in Purim, in Haman, and the Persians try to annihilate us physically, we responded spiritually? As opposed to Chanukah, when the Yevanim and the Greeks tried to annihilate us spiritually, we did just the opposite and responded physically. Said Rabbi Chanan, on Chanukah, when the Yevanim attacked us spiritually, it's a maaseh satan. And therefore a maaseh satan requires a physical response. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu talking, because it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending us the satan, telling us that you're not acting properly. I'm not even going to allow you to keep Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. And therefore you have to take things into your own hands and you have to respond physically. But on Purim, when there was a spiritual attack, when there was a physical attack rather, when they tried to annihilate us physically, our response must be a spiritual one. We davened, we fasted, we cried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when there's a physical annihilation, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, we need to respond spiritually. And therefore, Rabbi Chanan says in this piece, that today, Bizman Hazeh, when we see so much anti-spirituality, negativity internally. The Yevoksim Lefi Zeh B'Yameinu, says Rabbi Chanan, Shazer Amalek Miskabrim Mod Metzleinu. The descendants of Amalek are growing. Rabbi Chanan's writing in the early 1900s. The Hadavar Baruch Hu Maisa Satan, it's clear. Ha'etza ha'amitis hi lehilachim negdem b'zera mamish b'msiris nefesh lariga, says Rabbi Chanan, halacha l'maisa. You know what our responsibility is? Our responsibility is just like the Yevanim. And to get up and to be strong like the Chashmonaim did, to fight, to battle, to put on our armed guard and our gear and to fight with our swords and with our guns and to attack, to take matters into our own hands. Because when there's a spiritual attack on the Jewish people, it's our responsibility to respond physically. However, says Rabbi Chanan, we can't. It's impractical. It's not something that's feasible. We can't attack. We can't suit ourselves off with armor. We don't have leaders. We don't have Roshei Ha'am. We don't have a Sar Tzava. We don't have a chief of staff of an army. We don't have the spiritual leaders. We don't have the Kohen Gadol. We don't have the Melech. We don't have the Chashmonaim. We're so orphaned. We're leading this leadership, lacking it. And it's an impossibility, therefore, an unable to fill this mitzvah practically, halachically, mechias amalik. We can't, because we are missing the sarei tzava. And the Rabbi Chanan's Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, in this mitzvah saseh, Ayin Zayin, writes the same thing, and Rabbi Chanan never veered from his Rebbe, the Chafetz Chaim, just like he quotes him in this piece. You look in this mitzvah saseh, Ayin Zayin, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'nachnu lo neda mihu Amalek. We don't know who Amalek is. Ad asher yavu Elio hanavi, until Elio hanavi comes, v'yodia lana mihu, and Elio will tell us who exactly is Amalek. And at that point, we will be required to destroy, to annihilate, to obliterate, and to completely decimate the descendants of Amalek. And this too is the psak of the Minchas Chinuch in the mitzvah lahachriz zaro shel Amalek, mitzvah tafreish dalid, says the Minchas Chinuch that bizman hazeh ha'idna ein anu mitzuvim b'zeh. We're not commanded in the mitzvah to annihilate, to obliterate michias Amalek. Ki kvar ola sancheiruv bilbel es ha'olam v'chol deparish miru parish. We don't know who they are. We don't know where they live. We don't know Amalek, and therefore the mitzvah is not applicable today. The story is told about the great Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, the Rav of the Yeshiva Yashan, Yerushalayim, the revered spiritual leader of the Old City. At the turn of the century, when the German Kaiser Wilhelm visited Yerushalayim in 1898, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnfeld refused to greet him. He explained that the Kaiser exhibited the classic signs of Amalek, which was a tradition passed down from the Vilna Gaon, as Rabbi Elchanan quotes in this piece. Thus, although we're not commanded to annihilate and to kill and to murder Amalek, it doesn't mean necessarily that we have to connect, collaborate, work with them. That's the danger, and that's something we have to be cautious, careful, and meticulous about, watching out to make sure at every moment, at every instant, there's an impossibility they're unable to attack. So where do we go from here if the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek doesn't apply? And Rabbi Elchanan says we have to turn to Parshas Bishalach. And when you look in the end of Parshas Bishalach, the Parsha of Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachim im Yisrael Birifidim, says Rashi, how did Amalek have the ability to attack? Birifidim, says Rashi, Shirafu Yadeim in a Torah. Our learning of Torah was weak. And when Klal Yisrael isn't learning Torah, they're not engaged in Talmud Torah. They're not teaching Torah. And education is lacking. That's when Amalek has the ability to attack, says Rabbi Elchanan. Our responsibility is to be mechazek in limud Torah, and that is the kiyum of the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. The way to grow Klal Yisrael, to build Klal Yisrael, to stave off Amalek, to fight Amalek, is the antidote for that is Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And if we're learning strong, Amalek doesn't have the ability, they don't have the upper hand. And you look throughout the country, throughout the world, in places where there are kolalim, yeshivas, shuls, where there's enormous amount of Talmud Torah, those communities exist stronger, better, and Amalek doesn't have the ability to attack, not the internal and the self-hating, but we have the ability to be stronger. And then that very same parasha of the Torah tells us that Amalek's ability to attack is v'lo yare Elokim. They didn't fear God. And thus our obligation, of course, is to strengthen our Yirah Shamayim, to strengthen our fear of Hashem, because that also is an antidote. That also is the opposite of what Amalek was trying to do. Fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we learned in the earlier mitzvah, the mitzvah of Yirah Hashem. But then there's a third practical application, what we can do today. Moshe's hands were strong with belief, with faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says in the Pasuk, when they were fighting Amalek, Moshe kept his hands up. Parshas Bishalach. And the mitzvah of Emunah, the first mitzvah that we learned in this podcast, in this series, was Lahamin BaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have greater faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the beautiful words of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's Zichron Levracha in a piece printed in the Jewish Observer, Jewish Action, New York, 1996. Rabbi Lichtenstein writes, at one point during my late teens, I was troubled by certain ethical questions concerning the destruction of Amalek. I then recalled having recently read that Rabbi Chaim Brisker would awaken nightly to see if someone hadn't placed a foundling at his doorstep, a little baby born out of wedlock. I knew, says Rabbi Lichtenstein, that I slept quite soundly, and I concluded that if such a paragon of kindness coped with these laws, evidently the source of my anxiety did not lie in my greater sensitivity, but in my weaker faith, and I set myself to enhancing it. Says Rabbi Aaron Lichtenstein, that the yesod of all of the parsha of Amalek is the ability that the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek can attack us and make us think that Torah is not a Torah of Chesed, as we began. But Adarabba, if we're unable to fathom, to understand this mitzvah, it's not because we are missing something greater. We don't have the ability to appreciate Lahamin BaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not that we're more sensitive, but rather it's our job to strengthen our weak faith. Emunah b'Hashem v'yodav emunah ad bo hashamesh. This is the mitzvah of Mechias Amalek, and this is how we answer our questions. The first question is, how can it be that we're mitzuv in the mitzvah of Amalek and Mechias Amalek? And the answer is because Amalek is a different type of emery. They're an enemy that attacks HaKadosh Baruch, that attacks Klal Yisrael, that are sonei Hashem, and that type of enemy requires to be annihilated. Does Amalek still exist today? And maybe not the person or the people, but the essence, the yesod, if they're people who are sonei Hashem, be them from Bnei Yisrael or be them from outside of Bnei Yisrael, they have the nature of Amalek, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, like Rabbi Soloveitchik said, and like Rabbi Elchanan said. Does the mitzvah apply today, halach l'maisa, like the Minchas Chinuch says, like Rabbi Elchanan says, like the Chavetz Chaim said? Absolutely not. But nonetheless, there's still what we can do to be mekayim the mitzvah. Talmud Torah, Yerushamayim, Emunah B'Hashem. Conclude with the words of the Chafetz Chaim as he pens and completes and signs off the mitzvahs asei in his sefer HaMitzvos HaKatzar, in this mitzvah, mitzvah Ayin Zayin, Hashem Izakenu, Liros Bevias Eliyahu HaNavi Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mherav Yameinu. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us to see the arrival of Eliyahu and our righteous Mashiach speedily in our times. Tamu kol HaMitzvos HaSeh HaNogos B'zman HaZeh. We have completed all the positive commandments that are in effect at present. Misparim Shivim Mesheva, their number being 77. B'siyata Deshmai, we should go Mikoyach Al Koach, Mipol Al Poal. Mazel Tov to each of you for continuing to learn together, to connecting together, for being Messiah, the Mitzvah HaSeh and the Sefer Mitzvah HaKatzar. We may be Zocha to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMalek, to see the coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, to be Zocha to Venafochu, Hema V'Soneim, ultimately to the coming of Mashiach, the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, the Tchias HaMesim, and the ability to fulfill all of the mitzvahs, both the mitzvahs HaTorah, and the mitzvahs Midrabana, and the mitzvahs that are Noig Bizman Hazeh, and the mitzvahs Shibani Beis HaMikdash, B'merav Yemenu, to be able to offer the sacrifices, the karbonos, and to be Mekayim all the mitzvahs of Kayanim, Levim, and all of the mitzvahs to become greater Yodei Hashem and Ohavei Hashem Ad B'lidai V'Yoser. Wishing you a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.